Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Welcome back to The Sesh. I'm Kendall Ray.
And I'm Janelle.
And today we are here to do our first episode of Drunk History. That's right.
Fuck, can
we
get a cheers? Yeah, cheers. Yeah, you thought it was lit last week, people?
Yeah, that was nothing.
That was just a warm-up.
They're like, they're so drunk.
Yeah. LOL.
Bitch.
We are already kind of drunk, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. We've been drinking quite a few hours before the show. So
a few hours. I'd say about an hour.
About like an hour. But we've been like doing some work.
We have pre-gamed.
Pre-gamed. And yeah, disclaimer, please lower your expectations for this episode, people, because we are drinking. And so yes, we're just here to have a good time.
This is The Sesh. We're here to have a good time on this show. And many of you have requested more drunk episodes. And when we mentioned the idea of doing drunk history, you guys were all about it. So, of course, we are going to start it off this week with the perfect story for this week, and that is the true story of Thanksgiving, which we have touched on a mile higher before, but we wanted to revisit it today. I feel like it's something that people should revisit every year.
I agree.
It's so important.
Honestly, it's a great point.
Yeah.
I think that especially, well, maybe it's changed now, but when I was in school, I had a very twisted idea of what Thanksgiving was.
Me too.
And honestly,
a lot of us do.
I feel like a lot of people who really know the truth about Thanksgiving are younger generations. Mm-hmm. So, because I think that, you know, older generations, including ours, was taught bullshit.
Yep. That is
so
what happened.
So we're here to enlighten you guys about the truth.
But only so much. Yeah. I mean, we're not historians, okay? Like Janelle said, manage your expectations, please. Because we are only but two girls with some wine and Google. So that's at the end of the day, we're just going to do our best. I feel like we understand the story for the most part. And we, like I said, we have covered it before. So
yes, but if you're looking,
we are drinking.
If you're literally trying to like write an essay and use us as a source, please God, don't. Do not, because you will fail.
Yeah.
Okay.
You will fail. That is for sure.
Disclaimer. We're just here for fun.
Mm-hmm. But yes, we're going to be drinking on some wine. We're going to talk about the true story of Thanksgiving today. And we're also going to be doing our own version of the National Dog Show. That's a big tradition here in America, is our big dog show every year. I used to watch it with my mom all the time. She's really into the, loves the dog show. She just likes dogs.
Yeah, so. Of course. And they're cute. I mean,
our grandpa was pretty into the dog show too.
Oh yeah, he was. Yeah. Grandy loved the dog show.
It's fun. I tuned in for the parade, but I would watch the dog show after because it was just on.
Yeah, for real.
It's pretty good. I mean, normally I'm not into the ranking of dogs or judging dogs. I want them all to win. It makes me very upset.
I agree.
But we want to rank our own dogs for the year.
Fuck that.
They are up for, you know, maybe next time they can get first place. Maybe we'll do this next year.
You know what? That's such a good idea. We make this like an annual thing.
Yeah. It's like dog of the year.
Okay. So-and-so came in last place this year, but this year they actually got their shit together. So they're in first.
Exactly. And you know, they're always changing. Favorite dogs are always changing.
Favorite dogs are always changing.
So we made our own little ranking system and we're going to be bringing even my big dogs into the studio. Don't tell Josh. And it's going to be a real fun time.
I'm excited. And we are also sipping on some wine, Usual Wines. Cheers to Usual Wines for sponsoring our show for a second time in a row. We really appreciate it.
This wine's good.
Yeah, it's bomb, you guys. As well as Tushy and Attitude. Thank you guys as well. We really appreciate all the support. It means a lot to us, truly. So yeah, let's freaking get started, shall we?
Yeah, let's freaking start.
Let's freaking start.
So, Thanksgiving. We've spent many a Thanksgiving together, actually.
Many
of the years.
Yes, we have. Probably. Pretty much like every single one, I feel like.
Pretty close much. To. Especially when we were young tots.
Yes, young tots. We used to go to our grandparents' house and just run around and do wild shit on Thanksgiving. On it, like, what was Thanksgiving for us? It was just like a time to.
It was like pre-Christmas.
It was like pre-Christmas, and it always kind of has been for me.
Yeah,
I don't know. Thanksgiving is definitely not one of my fave holidays.
No, and especially once I learned the meaning of it, yeah. I hated it even.
I know.
More.
Then I was like, what the fuck is this?
I know. And our family never talked about the true meaning of Thanksgiving.
No, I don't think they know. Which, by the way. Mom, dad, stepmom, stepdad, whatever, who's watching. If you guys don't know the true story, okay, listen up. Because I know, I seriously think they didn't know.
Yeah, they may not have. I mean, in schools, you're taught a completely different story. So mm-hmm. I personally will be teaching my kids every year on Thanksgiving. We're going to go over the true story of Thanksgiving. Even though it's brutal, it's important that, you know, they know the truth and we teach the next generation, because it's really appalling that we celebrate this holiday.
It honestly is.
It's kind of disgusting.
It really is. Disgusting. It is disgusting. Honestly, my whole view of this holiday has, changed since then because of the fact that we know the truth now. I honestly think of it as like honoring those who have been here, mm-hmm. like the Native Americans who have been here the whole time. And that's really what Thanksgiving to me like means, at least.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why My Lowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
I think a lot of people celebrate it that way now. Well, not celebrate it, but take it as a day to remember what our Native American friends have been through.
Yeah.
And really reflect on what that means and how this has affected history and people that still live today on reservations and all over the country.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Yeah. I think it's important that we like take this time and really think about what it is. Cause so many of us just go to the dinner and it's all about, you know, you just eat a bunch of food, hang out with family. And I get that. And that's why a lot of people love Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And our family is kind of like a whatever, kind of threw it together. It wasn't a big deal by any means. But I know some families, it's a really big tradition. It's mainly focused on the food. And, you know, I get it. I understand that people have nostalgia attached to Thanksgiving. And so they like Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But it is important to remember what really happened on that day.
Absolutely.
And, you know, many countries have changed their days that are similar to Thanksgiving to Native People's Day or Indigenous People's Day. Like I know Australia has done that with their, whatever their version of Thanksgiving is. They've completely changed the holiday. And a lot of people are starting to do that here. And I know some schools are even starting to teach the real story and really take a new kind of new age approach to it, which is really cool.
Honestly, guys, this is so cringe, which I'm sure you, Kendall, and probably a lot of you can relate to that. When I was in school, I was literally making like feather crowns and stuff. Like that's what our teachers had us do. Like we would dress up as Indians and pilgrims.
I don't remember super well if I straight up ever was dressed as a Indian or a pilgrim. Oh. I remember people doing that. I don't know if I ever did that or.
I will admit it. I
definitely
was.
Did the turkey hand.
Oh yeah. The turkey hand. Yeah. No, my school was very into the Indians and pilgrims thing.
That's so fucked up.
It is fucked up.
I remember when we were in college, there were still people throwing parties that were Indian and pilgrim themed around Thanksgiving. It was so disgusting. I never went to one of those, but.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I guess it's like when you don't really bother to tell, like, to educate yourself on the truth, and you're kind of just like, whatever, I'm just going to do it because it's tradition.
And that's kind of setting up, I mean, future generations for a big problem too. When we're teaching people when they're young that it's okay to dress as these Indians or dress as a pilgrim, which is almost even worse. You're dressing up as a murderer, essentially, or people who were murdered.
Yeah.
So it's very odd to be, you know, some people will dress up as pilgrims or Indians for even Halloween.
Yeah.
It's kind of strange.
I think the whole, cultural appropriation, I think, obviously has always been a thing, but now it's very much so in the spotlight, and people are becoming much more aware of what a costume is and then what it means to just completely disrespect a culture.
And where there's, there should be a line that some people just, for so long, that line was not made clear.
I agree.
You know?
Yeah. But I think things are changing. I mean, for one, this is so random and dumb, but one thing I noticed was on my Google calendar on the day after Thanksgiving, which is typically Black Friday, they have a thing marked in here that says Native American Heritage Day, which I never heard of that when I was a kid, the day after Thanksgiving being dedicated to Native Americans.
Nope. Never was taught that in school.
So I think that there are changes being made, and I want to hear from you guys. If you guys have kids, you know, who are in elementary, middle school, stuff like that, how do they celebrate and learn about Thanksgiving? I'm really curious.
Yeah. Cause we definitely get such a wrong version. Oh my God. It's terrible. Really disgusting and sad.
Oh, it's horrible.
It's like,
It's honestly like a joke, to be like, it's so far off what actually happened.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah. The Thanksgiving holiday itself doesn't even make sense.
No.
It's not even accurate. The whole thing is completely fucking wrong is the bottom line. It's really, really bad. It's honestly atrocious that we are still taught this.
The reason why Thanksgiving was made a national holiday is such a bizarre reason, which we will get into later. So stay tuned. But when I found that out, I was like, wait, what? That's why? Okay.
Yeah, it's very, very odd.
Ugh, cringe.
So this Thanksgiving, if you are getting together with family, maybe encourage other family members to look into the true story of Thanksgiving. Understand why they're even getting together or what the meaning behind the day even is. And maybe consider like asking them to donate to somewhere that helps Native American people. I mean, we have so many, especially during COVID. Now is the fucking time. Yep. So we have plenty of links in the description box that you can encourage your family and friends to do that in the spirit of Thanksgiving.
Giving.
Give thanks by giving back.
Yep, absolutely. And then run out to the stores 12 hours later and buy a bunch of shit on Black Friday.
Okay, yeah. Can we talk about Black Friday?
Yeah, you want to talk about, let's talk about that for a fucking second.
I agree. I hate Black Friday so much. It's so bad. Like, I understand, and especially this year, I don't want to be insensitive. Times are tough. People are stressed out about how they're going to like make Christmas happen for their families. And I understand it. Sales matter. Yeah. Deals matter. It makes a big difference.
Oh, I'm not against sales.
I totally get that.
You and I love a good sale.
Of course we do.
Bitch, we love a good sale.
We love a good sale. Everyone does. But the excessive, literally in America.
Camping out overnight. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, punching each other in the face. Some of the videos that you see after Black Friday are so scary, which let's hope they're making rules this year.
Because I was just thinking about that because of COVID.
Yeah, people shoving each other, standing in line. Like, hopefully that's not happening this year.
But
I always feel so bad for the employees that are working on Thanksgiving when they should be with their families, or they have to cut their stuff short because they have to go to work.
Yep.
You know, I only had to do that one time in my life, and I feel very privileged to be able to say that, you know, doing the Black Friday thing. Yeah. And it was stressful that one year I had to do it. Like, I can't imagine doing that grind all the time.
Yeah.
Black Friday crowds, people are fucking vicious out there. Mm-hmm. Ruthless.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, they will like push your ass down over a free TV.
Which is like so weird to me because like you can buy everything online. Why don't you just go buy online?
I know. Fuck. I mean, I'm not saying I don't partake in the deals. I still do, but from the comfort of my house, you know?
Totally.
I don't know. It's just like, and especially the fact that so many stores open on Thanksgiving now. That's what's really fucked up. I was just about to say that.
So it's like, okay, so we have families sitting around at the table being like, oh, I'm so thankful for this. I'm so thankful for this. I'm so thankful for this. And then be like, oh, sorry, guys. I got to hit the road because Best Buy is open at 8 p.m. on Thanksgiving. So I got to get the fuck in there so I can get my 50-inch TV for X amount of money. It's like, wait, what? How backwards is that?
It's so fun. It's a really fucked up time in America, honestly. It's embarrassing that we all celebrate this fucking holiday that's a, you know, made on lies. And then we run out and buy a bunch of shit. It's so embarrassing. Oh my God.
Which, by the way, if any of you guys are working on Black Friday or God forbid Thanksgiving, I just want to say shout out to you. Honestly, thank you guys for, I guess, making the show go on. I don't even.
Yeah. How about risking your life this year.
And that doesn't go just for Thanksgiving and Black Friday. But yeah, I just want to say that I'm sorry you have to work those terrible hours. Like, I genuinely feel so bad for so many folks that, you know, for them, Thanksgiving is just another giant busy work day.
Even more. It's like the worst day of the year. It's so stressful.
Exactly.
So they can't even enjoy the time with their families barely at all. No. Like, it's, you know, some people are, they're lucky if they even get to see their families, which this whole year is weird because of COVID, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, I know a lot of people have had to change their plans quite a bit from what they normally do. What are you guys doing for Thanksgiving?
So John and I are trying to pick between hitting up the McDonald's or the T-Bell, okay? Like, we're really trying to have a stress-free holiday season. And obviously, I would love to see my family, but I'm not about to go selfishly, like, risk their lives and my life. So John and I are literally just going to hang out, which I'm kind of excited for because I've never spent a holiday at home just like really low key doing nothing.
Yeah.
I'm very excited for that.
Doesn't that sound really nice? I think we're going to do the same thing. Like, we were supposed to go to Washington. We had booked that trip months ago, but you know, with everything's worse right now than it even was back in, you know, early quarantine days, March, April. So we're completely canceling everything, hunkering down. I don't even think I'm going to see my parents. Like, I'm just going to stay home. Maybe we'll see you guys because we see you for work anyway. But I think I'm going to kind of hunker down. Things are getting pretty bad.
It's getting really bad. I don't know about what state you live in, but in Colorado, it's extremely rampant right now. COVID is running rampant. We're running out of space in the ICU. And
it's very scary times.
Honestly, the last thing I need to do is go see family and then stress out for the next 2 weeks that maybe they got COVID because of me or vice versa.
I know. It's just, it's too big of a risk.
Yep. So yeah, I'm just going to hang out at home, watch Netflix and eat my cheesy gordita crunch or my filet fish.
Okay. Not going to lie. One of the best Thanksgivings I've ever had was the year that Josh and I were supposed to go to someone's house and it snowed really bad and we couldn't get there. So we bailed and got to go to the movie theater nearby. And it was so fun. Really? It was like the best Thanksgiving. I'll always remember how much fun we had
that
day.
That's kind of iconic, honestly.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Yeah. I want to take a bath on Thanksgiving. What are you guys doing for Thanksgiving? I'm curious. Are you guys hosting a little party or?
I know some people are probably really bummed out. Like, we sound all positive about
it. No, totally. And I understand that because we have the privilege of living by our parents and being able to see them kind of whenever we want. So I understand that for a lot of people, Thanksgiving and these types of holidays are, you know, the one and only opportunity that they get to actually spend time with their family. And
totally.
So I totally empathize with folks who, you know, it is a big deal or they had big plans or something like that. I feel really bad, honestly.
But if you canceled your plans, thank you.
Yeah.
It means a lot to the rest of us.
Absolutely.
But hopefully we can cheer you guys up a little bit with our dog show.
Yes.
Are you ready to bring in the contestants?
Let's bring in the contestants. One of them's barking outside like a rude ass.
He's going crazy. Maybe he goes first.
Should we put his ass first?
All right. Oakley is coming up next.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
So our first contestant is Mr. Oakley, the Pyrenees, Great Pyrenees, if you will. He is a little over 1 year old.
Oh, he's on the move. He's...
Oakley loves extra big bones. He loves sleeping and barking at any unknown people and dogs and coyotes that stroll past his yard. Oakley is ready at all times to protect the littles. He might be big and tough and scary when he needs to be, but 99% of the time, he's a big teddy bear.
All right, it is ranking time. Sorry, he was not cooperating. Okay, first up, overall behavior lately. Honestly, I gotta give him like an 8 because he's been pretty good.
Okay.
He has really been turning that puppy corner, especially his indoor behavior has been much better. Okay, sitting ability. We've got to test this one on camera.
Oakley, come.
Oh.
That's a good
That
boy.
Was pretty good. First try that sit. That was pretty good. Judges, what do we think here?
I don't know. I think that's pretty good. That's yeah. pretty quick. I'd say like a 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10? Shit. All right. 10 out of 10.
That's pretty good. Okay. Potty trainedness. 1 through 10.
Oakley?
Oakley's pretty potty trained.
He's like a 10.
Yeah. He gets a 10 on that.
Yeah. He's totally potty trained.
Listening skills. They're not too bad, but they're not too good.
I said they're bad whenever you guys are out of town and I decide to babysit, he says, fuck you guys.
Yeah, he definitely has selecting. He's gone a lot better. I will be interested once we're able to travel again after COVID, what you'll think of
okay.
more adult version of Oakley. Oh, he's gone a little better.
Well, I would say his potty train or his listening skills are
six, seven.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Six or a seven. Let's give him a seven. Benefit of the doubt.
Okay. His walking skills. Very good walker. Barely needs a leash. He'll stay right by your side.
Iconic.
I'd say 10 out of 10.
Wonderful.
Protect this house ability.
Protect this house.
He does protect this house. I say 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. Damn, Oak. Okay.
Rabbit respect level. Does he respect the rabbits? He does. He gets a 10 out of 10 for that.
Respects the... Wow, Mr.
He
Oak.
Does. He never fucks with the rabbits.
No, he doesn't.
Neediness scales. Ooh. 1 is needy. 10 is independent.
He's like a 10.
He's very independent. Oh my gosh, Oakley, I think you might win this shit. Brat scale. So you deduct a certain amount of points based on their 1 to 10 bitchiness level.
Right. I mean, he's
Oakley's
definitely
not very bitchy.
Not, no, but he was definitely a little savage in the earlier days.
Yeah.
I would say like a 7 or an
a
8.
A 7, okay.
Yeah, a 7.
He's, that bitchy. He's a 10 out of... I don't know.
Bernie's oh, sorry. Like bitchiness is 10 out of 10 is bitchy. I would say like maybe like a 3 then.
Yeah, I'd say he gets like a minus 3 for that. Okay, bonus point section. Bonus points for dogs who have hops. Ooh. Oakley does not have any hops.
No hops.
Doesn't destroy toys. He actually gets that. He doesn't destroy toys. He just slobbers all over them. He gets 2 for that. Can do a trick of any type. Hey, he just showed us his shake.
Mm-hmm.
Gets 4 for that.
Mm-hmm.
Goes potty quickly.
Does he go potty quickly?
Yeah, he does.
He does. All right.
Plus two. All right.
Let's add his ass up.
But in the meantime, let's get the next contestant in here. Let's get a mooch up here. A little Maggie mooch.
A little Maggie mooch. All right. Let me grab her one sec.
So Miss Maggie is a 2-year-old Maltese Brewer Terrier mix who we love very much. She is also known as Moochie and Deutz. She was born in a puppy mill and her mother chewed her foot off when she was only a few days old. So Miss Maggie is missing her little foot. However, that does not stop her one bit.
No, it does not.
Her favorite treat is her cheesy sticks or her dentist sticks. Her favorite toy is her ducky. And she prefers to spend her time running around in the house, chewing toys and getting into other mischief.
Mm-hmm.
A fun fact is that when she barks, it sounds exactly like a rooster, which has given her the name Rooster mm-hmm. among our house.
She really does sound like a rooster. It's crazy.
Okay. All right, Maggie, are you ready to be judged?
All right, let's judge this little girl. Mooch, here we go. Ready, baby?
What's going on, Mom?
Overall behavior lately, 1 through 10, what do you think?
Overall behavior, I would say probably like an 8. Okay. She's pretty good, but she's kind of a savage at some points. Yeah. So,
how about her sitting ability, Maggie?
Ooh, let's test it out.
Can
Maggie,
you sit?
Sit? Oh, she's like, do you have a toy? Maggie, can you sit? Oh my God, it's embarrassing. She can sit. I don't think she wants to do it because she's on
the table.
I think
the table's wigging her out.
I think the table's, she's actually very skilled.
Maggie, sit.
She says, ain't, I'm not sitting on nothing.
Sit for a treat.
Maggie, what's this? Can you sit? She says, absolutely not. Okay, well, that's really embarrassing.
Well, unfortunately, ma'am, she gets a 0 out of 10 for that.
Oh,
all right. It was delayed, so let's give her a 3 out of 10 for that.
Poor Maggie. All right. Potty trainedness. She's pretty potty trained, except for at your house. She likes to shit in your fucking basement, and I don't know why she does that.
She enjoys it quite much.
I would give her probably, minus that though, she's like 100% potty trained, so I'd probably give her like a 7. Can we do a 7? Does she deserve a 7?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, I'd say like a 5.
Oh,
potty train this.
Okay,
I don't know.
Fine.
I guess at home, maybe like a six.
All right, six. All right, six. listening skills. She's a pretty good listener, honestly. If we tell her some shit, she usually not wants to know what's up. So I would say like a nine for listening.
She wants to know what's up?
She wants to know. If we tell her, she's like, okay, what are you trying to say to me?
Oh, okay. Okay.
let's see here. Walking skills. She's a great walker. She loves to go on walks. She doesn't really pull that hard and she kind of just walks with you. So I'm going to give her a 10.
Nice.
Protect this house. Okay. For a small little dog.
She goes off.
She goes off.
That rooster mode kicks in.
That rooster mode kicks in, guys. So I trust her to be a guard dog.
Yeah. I'd say like a 7 out of 10.
Seven?
Yeah, I mean, how much can she actually do?
That's true. Okay, fine. Protect his house. All right, fine. Rabbit respect level. Not good at first when she was a puppy.
She's gotten a lot better. She's worked through it.
She's gotten a lot better. She's usually like a 7. She's usually just there to eat the poop.
Yeah, she just wants their poops. Probably in like a 7 or an 8 out of 10.
Okay. All right.
Neediness scale. She's pretty independent.
She's pretty independent. I would say she's probably like a 6.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. All right. Brat scale.
Brat.
1 to 10, deduct for bitchiness.
She isn't really a brat, I feel like. I feel like I have much brattier dogs in my life. She's kind of like independent, goes with the flow.
Yeah, I would say
she's not super needy. She's pretty unbratty compared to my other one.
Maybe like a 3 or 4.
Yeah, I would say like a 3 or 4. Okay. And bonus points. Here we go. Have hops. Maggie, actually, you do have hops, girl.
She's got pretty good hops.
She does have pretty good hops.
I would say she gets the 3 points.
Yeah, I would agree.
She destroys toys,
absolutely destroys toys, so she's not getting an extra for that.
Can she do a trick?
She can do lots of tricks, even though she wouldn't do it on the table. She really can. She can sit. She can shake, high five, lay down.
All right, we'll give it 4.
All right. Alrighty. And then
goes potty quickly.
If you yell at her to go potty, she will go potty.
Plus two. Plus she gets the bonus points for dogs that have handicaps. So an extra 10 points.
Yay. Extra 10. Excellent work. All right. On to the next. Who are we bringing up next? I kind of want to bring a Sprout up here.
All right. Let's do it.
Alrighty, guys. So Sadie is a 3-year-old Havanese. She lives for toys and bones. But she also loves to play with friends. Her favorite thing to do is to go to the mountains on an adventure with her friends, like we said. And she may look small, but she's got the heart of a big dog. She loves to cuddle, but watch out. If you touch her while she's sleeping, expect a growl. Miss Sprout.
She's otherwise known. Yeah, she's known as Sprout and Booch. Most of the time she's Booch.
Yes, to me, she's a Sprout.
All right, Sadie, we're here to rank you.
Okay, Sades. First up, sitting ability.
All right, Sadie.
Sit. Sit.
They don't want to sit on the table.
Oh, that was pretty good.
That wasn't too bad.
It was like a few seconds delayed. Let's say a 7.
Okay. All right. Overall behavior.
She's been pretty good lately. A little rude to Lucy. Sometimes she can be rude to her sister. I would say a 7 out of 10.
Okay, 7 out of 10. Let's see here. A potty trainedness.
She's pretty good for the most part. She normally will try not to have accidents in the house. I would say an 8 out of 10.
All right, 8 out of 10. Good girl, Sprout. How about listening skills?
Very bad in this category.
Very bad.
When Sprout decides she doesn't want to listen, she just doesn't.
No, she just does. She just pretends like she can't hear you.
Yeah, exactly. I would say 5 out of 10.
Yeah. Let's see here. Walking skills. Are you a good walker, Miss Sprout?
Not really. She does a lot of huffing and puffing and tugging. She's not very good. I'd say, like a 3 out of 10 for that one.
All right. Protect this house.
She does go wild. She probably gets the same score as Maggie. Yeah. They try hard, but they're only so big.
Exactly.
You know?
They only try. Babies. Okay, so like an 8 out of 10?
Yeah.
All right, rabbit respect.
Sadie has a lot of rabbit respect. She gets 10 out of 10. She loves the rabbits.
She has hella respect for the rabbits. And neediness scale.
She's very independent. She gets a 10.
All right. Boom. 10 out of 10. And brat scale?
She can be bratty. I would say a 6 out of 10.
Okay. And bonus points. Does she have hops?
No.
No hops.
She has no hops. She can barely hop on the couch. Can't get on the bed.
Oh, yeah, no. She's
scared of floors.
No, she
is. Slippery floors.
Doesn't destroy toys?
No, she definitely does.
Yeah.
Definitely destroy. She's like the master. She will destroy them thread by thread.
Mm. And can she do any tricks? I've never seen her do a trick in my life.
I think she can sit. That's it.
She can sit.
She can lay down.
Okay, she does not deserve an extra 4.
No, she doesn't get an extra 4 points. She doesn't have any special tricks.
And goes potty quickly.
No.
No? All right.
Well, dang. She's better than Bernie. She gets like, is that an out of 10 one?
It's a plus 2.
Oh.
No.
Okay, yeah, she doesn't get those bonus points.
Bummer. All right, Sprout, you're done. Thank you for showing.
Thanks for playing.
Bye. Next up, who do we want to do?
Let's bring up Charlie.
Whoa, the Char boy.
All right, so Charlie, or Charles for fancy, is a Bichon Frise. Mm-hmm. He's a middle-aged Frenchman. Mm-hmm. And Charlie was quite the player growing up. He spent the first 6.5 years of his life in a puppy mill and has hundreds of grandpups and great-grandpups as well.
Yeah, that's right, Char.
His favorite food is the fresh cheese, the freshest of the cheese. He prefers Havarti cheese and deli meat. So he's living quite the fancy life these days.
He's a Frenchman that's fancy.
Yes. He prefers to spend his days napping in the king-size bed and is convinced that the bed belongs to him. And he is always enjoying basking in the sun on the deck when it's warm.
Yes, he loves to sunbathe.
His favorite toy is the pink elephant named Ellie. And a fun fact about Sir Charles is that he is constantly softly crying. You can hear it even when he's happy. It's almost like a soft purr.
Yep. He really is always like, he's very pathetic.
All right, Charlie.
All right,
Charlie. Are you ready to be judged?
He's like, no, I'm not ready to be judged. Here we go. Overall behavior. Char.
He's been pretty good.
He's been pretty good. I would say he's probably like an 8 or a 9.
Yeah. He did shit behind me a few weeks ago. But
oh,
it's
yeah.
Okay.
He
I almost
did
stepped
shit
in
behind
it, but it's
you.
All right.
Horrible.
Love him still.
Sitting ability, -1,000. He doesn't do anything like that.
Yeah. He gets a 0.
Absolutely 0. Potty trainedness. He's...
Like I said, he shit on my floor.
He shit on your floor. So that's not great. But also, I think that was my fault because he was screaming at me. And I was like, stop screaming at me, Charlie. He needed to go out. That was totally my fault. Normally, he tries to let me know that he needs to go. Let's give him like a 7.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And let's see. Listening skills. It depends on who you're asking. To me, he listens to me. To everyone else, he doesn't listen to anyone else. So,
that's true, yeah. But he listens to you very well.
He listens
so
to
he gets
me very
10.
Well. All right, 10. There we go. Walking skills. He gets like a 1 because he sucks at walking. He's extremely slow. And if you put him on a leash.
Well, I was going to say he gets a better grade than that because he doesn't even need a leash sometimes. He stays right with us. He doesn't
that's
wander.
True.
He's very good.
Oh, no, he doesn't need a leash.
So that I'd say he gets like
slow.
A 7 for that.
Okay, no, that's true. If you want to look at it like that, that's a very good point. He's not good on the leash, but he's better just off the leash doing his own thing.
Hey, that's fine.
Good job, Char. All right, protect this house. You can't protect shit with your 8 teeth. I'm going to give you a 1. Sorry, buddy. Rabbit respect. He definitely respects the rabbits.
He gets a 10 for that.
He loves the rabbits. And the neediness.
Oh, man. Charlie is very needy.
He definitely gets a 1, as in he's the most needy dog I've ever met in my whole life. Brat skill. I call him a big bratty boy. So he's definitely bratty. I would give you a nice...
He's
9 or 10.
Yeah,
I would give him a 10, honestly. He's a full-on brat. Look at him. He's pawing at me right now because I stopped touching him for 1 second. Such a brat. All right, bonus points. Does he have hops? Not really.
No. Nope.
No, he doesn't get... No. Doesn't destroy toys? He does not destroy toys.
Yep, gets that.
Can do a trick. He can't do anything that requires a trick. And goes potty quickly. Usually, he does go... If I yell at him to go potty, he will go potty. All right.
All right. Well, our first contestants are pretty good. I don't know. There's a lot of competition here, but we will be back after a short word from our sponsors.
Yes.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
All right, next up is Miss Lucy. Lucy, what would you say the overall behavior is for her?
You know,
Lucy's still learning. I'd say she gets a 4 out of 10.
Yeah.
She's goose. Made improvements, so she gets a few points for that, but we're still working on it.
All right. What is her? What would her sitting ability be?
Okay, Lucy, come. Lucy, come.
She's just a little excited right now to be in the studs.
I would say she gets like a 2.
A 2?
I'm sorry, but what the hell?
She did sit.
She's
right
there. Okay, fine. Then, like, what do you want, a 4?
She just took her a couple seconds.
Okay, fine. We can give her a couple of seconds. Okay, how about potty training?
I don't know. I would say, like, a 6.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Listening skills.
Really bad. Like, 3.
Oh, no. Listening skills. All right. Walking skills. How does she do on walks?
Not the worst walker, but not the best. She gets like a 6.
Okay. How about protectus house? Is she protective?
Yeah, definitely. She definitely gets probably like a 9 for that.
Okay. And rabbit respect.
Not very good at that. Mm-mm. Well, she tries.
But she's like, she can't handle herself.
No, she can't be like trusted. Yeah. Absolutely not. Probably a, let's say 3.
Mm. Neediness.
She's pretty needy.
She's pretty damn
needy.
She's
pretty needy. She wants a lot of love. I'd say like an 8. She can be independent when she needs to. Oh, opposite. So I'd say a 2.
Perfect. All right. And let's see here. Brat scale?
She can be a big brat. I'd say like a 7.
Minus 7? Damn. Yep. All right. Bonus points. Does she have hops?
Yes. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
She definitely has hops. Yeah, she's got hops. Doesn't destroy toys.
She destroys toys.
She definitely destroys toys. Can do a trick at any type.
No.
Nope. And goes potty quickly?
Yep.
Boom. All right. Who's next?
All right. Next up, we have Little Miss Cookie in the house.
Cookie.
Bring the cookie up.
The cook.
Cookie is the newest addition to our family of dogs here. She recently came to us through Craigslist. I'll tell you more about that in a second. So Cookie is an 11-month-old Maltese Havanese mix. She is so, so sweet, and we found her on Craigslist a few months ago. Josh actually was the one to find her.
Yes.
And at first, Joel thought he was going to adopt her, but we quickly realized that she loves other dogs, yes. And he doesn't have any other dogs, so Janelle ended up taking her, mm-hmm. And it worked out really well. Yes. So her favorite treat is anything that is not her actual dog food.
Yeah.
She loves people food. This dog loves people food.
Oh my gosh. A big beggar. Doesn't want to eat her own food.
No.
It's like, could care less.
Oh, but you have something spicy. Like, oh, I want that.
Yeah, exactly.
Her favorite toy is her little stuffed cow. And a fun fact about Cookie is that she likes to run behind you and nip on your calves.
Yep.
And she's also got insane jumps.
She's got insane hops, you guys. She's like airborne.
She really is. She's a funny little girl. She's a little shy, but she's a total sweetheart.
Definitely shy, but she's coming out of her shell.
Okay, time to rank.
Overall behavior of Miss Cook. She's pretty well behaved, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
She's still a puppy, so we got to give her a little bit of slack because no one else is a puppy.
That's true.
So she's still a little bit of that puppy energy.
Mm-hmm.
I would say probably like a 7.
Yeah, I would say so. She's been very good.
Yeah, she's very good. Sitting ability is honestly like a 2, and only because she will only sit when John, my boyfriend, asks her to. Like, she really loves John. Definitely the favorite. Potty trainedness.
Oh,
not so good. She peed on my bed this week, so that was so fun. I'm gonna go ahead and give her like a 6.
Okay.
She's not terrible, but not great. Listening skills. She definitely wants to please and wants to understand what you want her to do, but she's just still so scared. I would say she's probably like a 6 on the listening skills. walking skills. She's pretty good at walking, honestly. She's good on a walk. Yeah, no problem there. I would say like a 10 out of 10, honestly. She's really good at walking. Let's see here. Protect this house. She doesn't protect jack shit. I'd give her a 1. Rabbit respect.
She'll chase them, but she won't like hurt them.
No.
She was like run up to them.
Yeah, exactly. I would say like a 7.
Mm-hmm.
Neediness skill. She is definitely not very needy at all.
No.
I would say honestly, she's like a 10 out of independence because while she loves humans, she's slowly starting to love humans. She's definitely very cautious of them.
She's definitely an independent girl though.
Yes. All right. Brat scale.
Not bratty.
No, I would say not bratty at all, honestly.
Yeah.
Very good splooge. And let's see here. Have hops. Hell yeah, she has hops. Doesn't destroy toys. She does not destroy toys.
Nope.
Can do a trick. She can only sit, so I guess that counts. But she can't. She won't sit for me. She'll only sit for John.
Hey, it's a trick. It's a trick.
And goes potty quickly. Yes, she actually flies outside every time and goes pee immediately, so I'll give her that.
Good girl.
Good girl, Splooge.
And overall, good girl.
Yay. All right, next up.
Bring in the last one. That is Mr. Bernie.
Beasel.
Come here, bud.
This is Bernie. Bernie is named after Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. He is a 4-year-old Havanese. He enjoys cuddling with his mom and dad, sitting on anyone's lap, peeing in the house. Mm-hmm. But his favorite activity is car ride time.
Yes.
And he prefers humans over dogs. Yes. 100%. In fact, I think he wishes he was a human.
He does. And sometimes I think he thinks he is one of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
In fact, he's like, what is this podcast topic? You didn't send me any notes in advance, so I'm not prepared.
He's like, and you want me to be part of the dog show? He's like, I thought I was being the judge. I don't understand. All right. Overall behavior for Mr. B.
He's been pretty good lately. I would say he gets a 7.
Okay. Sitting ability.
He's very good at sitting. Should we test it?
No, you don't even... Like, trust me, guys. This guy will do anything. Especially if a treat, he'll be good to go.
He'll sit.
All right. Potty trained.
Yeah. Really bad. he likes to pee on things just for fun.
Yeah.
It's just like a barking
thing. He's like a... It's like a big fuck you.
I think he gets a 2 out of 10 for that.
Yikes. All right. Listening skills?
Pretty good. 6.
Yeah. And let's see here. Walking skills.
Not great. He's all right. He gets a 5. Better than Sadie.
Okay. Let's see here. Protect his house.
He does pretty good with that, but he's not too scary. So I'd say a 5.
And rabbit respect.
He respects the rabbits. He does. He gets a 10 for that.
Neediness.
He's pretty needy. He gets a 10.
Or a 1.
Or a 1. Yeah.
All right. Brat scale.
Very bratty.
Oh no, like a 1?
Well, he would get more.
Oh, right. Sorry.
So probably like a 6.
Deduct points. Oh no. All right, bonus section. Does he have hops?
No. Well, he does. He gets 1 of those points.
No, it's an all or nothing. That's what we've done for all of ours.
Well, I guess he does have hops then.
Does he?
Not like cooch hops.
No. But yeah, he's got hops. Okay. Let's see. Doesn't destroy toys.
Which, by the way, I call Janelle's dog Cooch. I'm sorry.
Yeah, if you guys didn't pick that up. But we all call her little Cooch. It's fun. Okay. Does he destroy toys?
No.
Good job, Beasel. Goes, or can he do any type of trick?
Nope. Or yes.
Yeah,
he can spin.
He can do a trick.
He can do tricks.
Does he go potty quickly?
No.
Oh, no.
Absolutely not.
No, you take your sweet ass time.
Takes the longest.
All right, guys, that's it. We are going to go ahead and tally up the scores, and we'll be back with the winner. All right, so let's start with third place.
All right.
Third place is Miss Sadie.
Oh, wow,
with Sadie. A score of 64.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Pretty good. Second place winner, Miss Maggie, with a score of 79.
Nice, Maggie.
That's right. Not too bad. And finally, folks, first place of the winner of the National Sesh Dog Show is Mr. Oakley, coming in with a score of 80. Okay.
Oh, hell.
He barely beat Mooch.
Cheers to Oakley.
Cheers, Mr. Oakley. He's really come a long way because a year ago, he was a psycho.
Yeah, he was. Pyrenees puppies are out of control.
He was out of control.
Yes, they're like little T-Rexes until they turn into little giant bears. Men.
Yes, but he's a very good boy now.
He is.
All right, guys. Hopefully you enjoyed that bounce of entertainment. That was honestly really fun for us to do. Oh, yeah. And if you're wondering who came in last place, I'll just tell you all of them. It's Oakley, Mooch, which is Maggie, Sadie, Cookie, Charlie, Bernie, Lucy.
There you go. Oh, poor Lucy.
Sorry, Miss Goose.
She's still learning the ropes.
She is.
She came from the streets.
Yeah, she was homeless.
She was a stray.
She's like, what the fuck is order? Know. Law and order.
Yeah. She says, what? So she's trying. It's okay. Maybe next year, Luce.
Maybe next year.
All right. Moving on to the true story of Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Okay, so first of all, let's go over what they teach us in school, because it is quite different from the actual story.
For real.
It's very sugar-coated and hides the ugly truth of Thanksgiving.
Absolutely.
So there aren't many records to talk about exactly what happened. I mean, this was all a really, really long time ago.
You mean there's no vlog footage?
No vlogs,
there's no vlogs that we can get on, like a Native American vlog channel?
No TikToks, nothing.
Wow.
We're normally told that we are celebrating the first Thanksgiving, and the pilgrims who landed in Plymouth, Massachusetts, fresh off the Mayflower in 1621. Mm-hmm. That was a long time ago. Damn.
Mm-hmm.
And we're told that they celebrated their harvest by enjoying a huge potluck dinner with turkey and mashed potatoes and all the Thanksgiving classics, mm-hmm. which I honestly hate all that.
Wait,
food.
Real quick. Okay, I know you hate it, but like if you had to pick one of the foods served on Thanksgiving, what would you pick? What's your fave?
Bread.
She's like, I knew you were going to say, I was about to be like, she's going to be like bread.
Okay, I don't like fair. Mashed potatoes. I don't like potatoes in general. I'm really not into turkey. It's gross.
Yeah.
I hate gravy. Oh I God. Hate cranberry
what
sauce.
What the fuck?
I don't like green beans. Well, I do like green beans, but I don't like green bean casserole. I'm very picky. I don't like any of it. It's so gross to me.
How rude. My favorite is sweet potato casserole with the marshmallows on top.
You know what? That one's okay if it has the marshmallows though.
Yeah. With like the brown sugar crumble.
Yeah. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
And my second favorite is green bean casserole.
What's your favorite pie?
My favorite pie, probably a pumpkin pie, honestly. Like I'm a classic hoe.
Classic?
I really love a pumpkin. What's yours?
I really like, well, for Thanksgiving, I tend to like lemon pie, but not on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. For Thanksgiving pie.
I like pecan, which okay, I know you don't like pecan.
That makes me want to quit the show and leave because I literally hate pecan pie with a passion.
I like pecan pie. I like pumpkin too, but pecan with some like nice cold ice cream. Oh,
it
so
tastes
good,
like
bitch.
Jellied trash. Anyways.
No, jellied trash.
I hate pecan
pie. Wow, that was dramatic. And we're told that the English were completely ignorant to living in a new place, which is true, actually. They were barely prepared. And when they landed, they met a man named Squanto, who was part of the Wampanoag Nation.
Yes.
And he helped the English learn how to hunt, to grow corn, to survive. And without Squanto, the English would have died. Now, that part is pretty true.
Yeah, that's very accurate.
He also created a treaty between the Wampanoag Nation and the Pilgrims to make sure that everyone had mutual protection since they were going to be sharing the land now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So in the watered-down version, the Pilgrims basically finished eating dinner and they were shooting guns off just for fun after Thanksgiving. And the Wampanoag leader, Massasoit, heard the gunshots and thought, you know, what was that? And went that direction to see what it was. And once he got there with all of his boys, the English invited them to stay and enjoy the fun of Thanksgiving. And the feast lasted for 3 days. They spent their time making new friends and having the time of their lives. The end. Happy Thanksgiving. Go Black Friday.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Shopping.
Goodbye, guys. Send us good deals that you find. Bye. See you in the next session.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, just kidding. Not really. That's not really what happened.
No.
This is a bunch of bullshit.
That's what we're told. That's what I thought for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Is that they just helped us. It's a celebration of helping each other.
Yeah, a bunch of being dumb grateful. English people were like, I don't know how to grow corn here. And they're like, oh my God, let me help you, you stupid fools. And we were like, okay, thank you so much. And you're appreciative. But unfortunately, that's not what fucking happened.
No, and there, I mean, there was a dinner, some of those things. There's like a little bits of truth in there.
We'll touch on the truth.
Yeah, let's get into it.
All right, so let's talk about what really went down, okay? So a little backstory. In the early 1600s in England, it was illegal to be a part of any other church other than the Church of England.
Shit was corrupt.
Yeah, and a lot of people were not having this, obviously.
No, it was strict as hell. It was basically like, you have to follow exactly what we say or you're fucked.
Exactly. And so these group of people called separatists, they were, I guess, considered like the radical group.
It's because they were separate.
They were separate from everyone else, the Church of England. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Okay. Incredible. But they wanted more freedom. They were over the bullshit. They were over being controlled, and they were tired of, you know, being under their wing, I guess. So they
told
fled.
What to believe.
Yeah. So the separatists decided to leave and go to the Netherlands. But unfortunately, shit was bad as well. They had religious freedom, but they thought war would break out any minute between the Spanish and the Dutch. So they dipped again and made a move to America.
And it's important to remember that they were not the first group to come to America and colonize the land. There were actually already British settlers at the time who had already established a colony in Jamestown, Virginia.
Yes. So the pilgrims hop on the Mayflower, and for the next 2 months, they make their way to America. Imagine it taking 2 months to get to America on ship.
Like, what would you do every day? You can't do anything.
There's no TikTok. There's no Instagram. There's no damn Twitter.
And not like they had these things outside of the boat anyway, but how boring. Because normally you could do your chores or like do your errands. You're filled with your everyday tasks, but you're just stuck on a boat with your shitty family.
And something tells me it was not no damn cruise ship that people are used to nowadays.
It's definitely not a cruise ship.
There was no buffet. There was no room service.
No.
There was no kid area.
On the boat.
Yeah.
2 months straight?
2 months straight? That's a long time, honestly.
I can't imagine even a week straight of that type of condition.
Yeah, you know? For real.
Like, send me for a week on the Royal Caribbean, for sure. But, you know,
this like, sounds pretty bad. No, I agree. I don't think it was great conditions. Mm-mm. And honestly, this is even more awkward, but they were planning to land at the Hudson River in New York, but they went off course a little because I guess like Google Maps fucked up or something, and they landed near Cape Cod instead.
Oh, damn.
But they only lasted a few months there. So then once they were done with Cape Cod, they sailed across the Massachusetts Bay to a place called Plymouth. The pilgrims didn't think any of these things through, though, and their timing was absolutely terrible. Really bad. They left England in September and arrived in November. And obviously, by the time they got to Plymouth and everything was, you know, ready to go, it was December. So it's fucking cold in the Northeast.
Yeah, okay? Massachusetts in the winter, it ain't fun.
It ain't cute.
It
ain't cute. It was cold as
shit. They were pretty surprised. Mm-hmm. And they had to, you know, plant their crops and stuff out in the middle of the freezing landscape in Massachusetts.
Yeah, good luck starting a garden in the middle of winter.
Yeah, didn't think it through too much.
No. Actually, a lot of them got really sick and died before the spring hit because they didn't know shit about surviving here in these weathers. I mean, it was totally different crop, you know, like land and weather, and they really just didn't know a lot. I guess they tried to plant a ton of European crops, but they all died because, again, they weren't native to the land, so they didn't know how, you know, this soil worked and stuff.
I mean, maybe they just brought seeds, but I'm thinking, like, if they brought actual crops or sprouts starting, it must have been seeds.
I'm sure they brought seeds, but my guess is that they brought seeds, put them in the ground, and were like, okay, go ahead. And they were like, wait, shit, why isn't anything working? Like, oh, it's because you're in a different part of the world.
And of course, with them, they brought a bunch of disease because that's what American settlers are known for.
Yes.
And they spread a horrible disease all throughout the Wampanoag tribe. And the tribe was actually reduced from about 8,000 people to 1,500 people because of that. So it's incredibly devastating.
That is absolutely devastating.
Yeah.
I mean, really, really sad to think about. So finally, in March of 1621, spring had sprung and the pilgrims were introduced to Massasoit, the chief, who then introduced him to Squanto. All right, guys. So this is kind of where the, you know, little sugar-coated story interlays with this story.
Mm-hmm.
Squanto really did help them, you know, learn how to hunt and how to fish, how to grow their own food, how to work with the land that they live on now. he was really trying to help them establish, you know, their own, essentially.
Yeah. Because they were clueless.
They were absolutely clueless. So thank God for Squanto.
Yeah. He did not have to do that. I mean, they could have taken them out at their weakest. They absolutely were all struggling, barely getting by. And they chose to make the decision to help them instead, to teach them how to maneuver their lands and how to get proper crops and all the shit.
All the shit. Cheers to that. Hey, guys, I told you this is drunk history for a reason. This is what you asked for. This is what the people want, okay?
It's hitting me for sure. I'm trying.
Okay, so Squanto also did help establish a treaty between the Wampanoag Nation and the Pilgrims. So that, again, is true. And a lot of the natives from Wampanoag disregarded the treaty and were like, no, we absolutely don't want to follow this. We don't agree with this.
Because they didn't trust them.
We don't want to join the alliance. And I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
So after the Pilgrims got their shit together, they decided to throw a big party to celebrate the fact that they made it through the winter. The Pilgrims were like, fuck yeah, we survived.
About half of us. With about half of us.
And thank God for Native folks who were here to save our lives.
Mm-hmm. Or we'd be dead.
Mm-hmm. And no one knows the exact date of the celebration, but we believed it happened somewhere between September and November of 1621. So I think that's the, you know, thing that everyone is taught of, like, oh, we had a big celebration together.
I wonder what would have happened if Squanto just didn't step in and let them die, you know?
Well, then we probably wouldn't be here. Or there's a chance that maybe...
Yeah, maybe there is a chance.
Yeah, a lot of... I mean, what would be America?
We can thank the Native Americans for helping us.
That's honestly such a great point, too. Yeah, that's a great point because Thanksgiving, again, thanks... Giving we should be thankful to the native people that helped us establish ourselves here.
It's so true. That's why this holiday should be more about that and understanding this story and understanding ways we can help give back.
I agree.
And repair some of the damage that we've done to their communities. It's sick.
Yep. So, you know, the Pilgrims were having this whole celebration. And so the Massasoit Nation showed up with like 90 of the people, you know, in the nation. And they were like going to join the feast. They were down to do it.
And it was like a big celebration. You know, so that part of the story is true that they all did get together.
Yep.
Massasoit brought deer, fish and ducks to share for the next few days. And they had this lit ass party celebrating the fact that they were alive. I'm a lot. And of course, the natives were part of the party because without them, the Pilgrims would have starved to death and froze out there.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So when schools say that the Pilgrims and the natives all ate together in peace and harmony, they weren't lying, but they didn't really tell the rest of the story. They kind of just ended it there, like, and they all had this wonderful feast full of ducks and chickens and turkeys and cornbread or whatever the fuck. And that was it.
It doesn't even sound like turkey was part of it. It was deer, fish, and duck. Why are we eating turkey? I hate turkey. What would you rather have instead of turkey?
Probably like a fish or something. Yeah.
Like a big shrimp cocktail.
Yeah. Oh shit. A shrimp cocktail. A
giant shrimp cocktail for the table.
Like a 1,000-piece shrimp cocktail. Could you imagine? Everyone's like, gather around the shrimp cocktail, folks. I've been cooking this shrimp cocktail for 7 hours here.
Hey, it'd be a lot easier than turkey. My God, I never want to learn how to cook one. Okay. Time for my next glass of wine.
Okay, so after this, more people came to America from England and the area became more and more populated. So again, people continued to migrate over here. And, you know, the Wampanoag people had a sense of community and property. They understood what their land was and where it ended, but that they didn't own it. They were very into sharing their land. Even if you technically own this land, it's still under the impression that, like, we're all here for the same reason. We all share the same respect for the land. And that was not the case.
They were basically under this understanding that, you know, no one really owns the land. This is Mother Nature's land.
Right.
That we are just here to use it temporarily. And so they're all about sharing it with whoever came across the land that was kind of rightfully theirs. They didn't really see it as theirs at the same time.
Right.
It was the settlers that were all about yours and mine.
Exactly. Yeah. They were kind of under the impression that, like, okay, English people, Pilgrims, you can come in and, you know, maybe this will be, quote, your land. But really, it's our land, and that's kind of a mutual understanding. So obviously, when the Pilgrims came, they wanted to buy land from the Wampanoags, and they thought they were buying into the country, and they were going to steal the land. And because of this, things got violent.
It did.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
So this is where a lot of the attacks start. One of the biggest being the Green Corn Ceremony in 1637, also known as the Green Corn Massacre. Basically, one of the native tribes named the Pequots were celebrating. It was an annual celebration that celebrates the yearly harvest. They were doing like the green corn ceremony.
It still happens to this day.
Yeah, absolutely. It celebrates the yearly harvest of corn and new beginnings to come. It lasts for 4 days and it is practiced by various Native American tribes, like you said, to this day. But the Pequot tribe didn't agree with the original Tweety. Here we go, guys. With the original Tweety. With the original treaty that Squanto negotiated between the Wampanoag and English. So the Pequot were like, fuck that. I don't agree with that. And because of the disagreement and the fact that the English / pilgrims thought they had the right to the land, they decided to kill any Native American that they crossed.
This was a big turning point.
Absolutely.
In the way that, you know, natives were treated by the pilgrims.
After this Green Corn Massacre, not many people from the Pequot tribe survived, unfortunately. And even after this massacre, pilgrims continued attacking villages. What the fuck is wrong with these people?
And they treated them like they weren't even human. I mean, absolute disgrace, some of these leaders.
Oh, terrible.
Really disgusting, like putting their heads on sticks.
Yeah.
They would take people's newborn babies and murder them right in front of them. I know this is supposed to be a lighthearted show, but you know,
but at the same time, we have to be real.
Yeah.
I mean,
it was terrible.
Terrible.
It's a disgusting massacre. And, you know,
they were even capturing Native folks and filling boats with Native people and selling them as slaves and then sending them back to England, which is like,
human trafficking has been around for a long time.
That's such a good point. And it makes me so mad because, like, pilgrims, you left England to get away from the bullshit. And now you're sending folks who have been here forever back to that same place.
That's the thing, though. They were still about the bullshit, though. They were still wrapped up in that. They just wanted to be, like, slightly more free than the people at home.
No, it's absolutely true. Women and children were sold as slaves, like we said, and others were just straight up killed, sadly.
It was really, really bad.
It's terrible. So after that day, the new governor declared celebration and Thanksgiving would be in honor of their great victory. They really took this as a victory. What they were doing, it wasn't like, oh, it's shady, let's just kind of push it under the rug and pretend it didn't happen. No, they were very proud of what they did.
It's like conquering.
Yeah, it really was. They were so thrilled to be able to kill all these innocent people and kidnap all these innocent people.
Yeah, the amount of people that the pilgrims killed or spread disease to or directly killed or enslaved, is the numbers are huge. I mean, this was the biggest genocide of all time.
Yeah, yeah.
I think a lot of people don't realize that. We are sitting here celebrating Thanksgiving on the day of the biggest genocide of our history.
Yeah.
You know, it's... it's maddening.
It absolutely
is. It's disgusting.
No, it really is.
I hope you enjoy your Thanksgiving.
But no, but I think, honestly,
we've got to remember, we can't just be like, oh, it's all fine.
No, but I feel like you can still enjoy your Thanksgiving with a different mindset of like an appreciation to Native Americans and appreciation to your family. Like, we don't have to, you know, completely disregard giving thanks and, you know, getting together as a family on this holiday. I understand that it's important to a lot of folks and I respect that, but I think it's important for us to understand really what the history was, so that when we are sitting down at the end of the day, maybe we can even take a few moments to really give thanks to Native Americans.
And to understand what Native American people are still going through to this day and what this holiday is like for them.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yep. That's a great point. That's a great point. You know, so I feel like a lot of times we act like, oh, this was in the past. This was in the past. Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
No.
Native Americans are still treated absolutely terribly. And they deserve a lot more than they have, to be completely frank. So I guess, you know, after their great victory, they decided that they were going to call it the official, quote, all pilgrims Thanksgiving, which makes me want to throw the fuck up. So basically you're having like an all white people Thanksgiving.
Yep. That's exactly what it was.
Like, sick. Interesting how textbooks, and simple Google searches don't bother to, you know, give that information.
Mm-mm. Because it doesn't look good.
No, it's terrible. To this day, Native Americans gather at Coles Hill in Plymouth, Massachusetts for the National Day of Mourning. It is dedicated to remembering those who were treated so terribly on Thanksgiving. So fast forward a little bit. Let's kind of get into how this specific, you know, day in November became Thanksgiving. So in 1789, when George Washington became president, he wanted a day to celebrate all of these successful massacres, which again is absolutely disgusting.
Well, I'm sure that's not how he worded it, but yeah.
No, but I mean, low key, like that's what he was celebrating, right?
His victories.
Yeah, his victory, which is victory of killing people who were here before you. Okay, that makes literally no sense. But when he created the Thanksgiving Proclamation, he never mentioned the Native Americans, not once.
Not once.
Even though we would not have, I mean, we probably wouldn't be here without them.
No, we wouldn't.
It's so sad.
There's a good chance that America today would not be the way it was without the Native Americans' help. There, I mean, not even a good chance. That is the truth.
That is the truth. I mean,
we would not be here without our Native American friends who have helped us along the way.
Yeah.
And absolutely. That some of them we have murdered.
Yeah.
It's just really, really, yeah. You can't look at this holiday the same way after you know this information.
No. And sorry, not sorry, if you're just now hearing about this.
Yeah.
You should. So fast forward to the mid-1800s when Abe Lincoln became president, he decided Thanksgiving should be a national holiday and it'd be the last Thursday of November. Since this was the Civil War, you know, during this time of Abe Lincoln, he thought it would bring the country together if they had a day that was all about being, you know, thankful and being with family and blah, 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 whatever. Then fast forward to 1939, President FDR decided to move Thanksgiving to the fourth Thursday instead of the last because he wanted people to start Christmas shopping sooner to boost the economy during the Great Depression.
Isn't that interesting? This holiday literally came out of the Great Depression. You know, it was this date was used and this story for was economic used, reasons. But it was really for economic reasons.
Which it still is.
Yep.
Like, I have to be honest with you. Yep. I think it genuinely still is. Like, most of the people, and I'm saying, like, everyday folks, but, like, media and stuff like that, they really do market it as a day for shopping.
Oh, absolutely.
A day for spending money.
Yeah.
And, like, I feel like once Thanksgiving is over, it really kicks off the Christmas shopping, right?
Yeah, totally. And, I mean, back then it worked. It really did stimulate the economy. So,
yeah.
After that, they kept it as a holiday every year.
And did you know that Black Friday is literally the most marketed day of the year?
It makes sense. It's huge for shopping.
I feel like this year, though, could be a little bit different. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. Well, I feel like people will still be out.
Is this year going to be different? I'm very curious about how the parade, the dog show, it sounds like all of it is still going.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'll be at home. That's what I'm scary. Saying.
I'll be at home and hitting up Cyber Monday.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, I mean, that's kind of the very short drunken version of Thanksgiving, folks.
We're not too drunk. I'm not too drunk.
No, not too terrible. No. I mean, could be worse.
Yeah.
I can still read.
Yeah, I can still read.
But yeah, we just kind of wanted to
Test the waters a little bit with this is our first time drinking and doing history. Yes. We didn't want to completely screw up the story, especially this is such an important story.
Yeah.
So if you want to see more history episodes in the future, be sure to give this video a thumbs up if you're here on YouTube. And we will do more. There's so many stories in history and some that aren't as depressing and serious. I mean, that's the hard thing is we're trying to have some fun right now. But
totally.
This is a really serious thing. And,
I agree.
You know, at the end of the day, we have to remember what this day is really all about.
Yeah.
And spread that to people who don't know, because a lot of us are just uneducated when it comes to the truth of Thanksgiving.
So
hopefully you guys can, you know, pass the story on to family members who don't know the truth.
Yeah.
And ruin their Thanksgiving.
Ruin their Thanksgiving. I feel like it doesn't need to be about the way of like, here, mom and dad or grandma and grandpa, let me ruin it for you and tell you how terrible we are. But instead of like, you know, it can be as simple as, hey guys, let's sit down and, you know, really talk about what the natives did for us and how they helped us and how honestly there's a good chance that none of us would be here without them. And
be truly thankful for that.
Yeah, I agree. Be truly thankful for Squanto, like for real.
Yeah.
So anyways, hey, cheers to Squanto.
Cheers to Squanto and all the Native Americans who helped us get to where we are now.
Yeah, who helped us get to where we are now. Absolutely. Appreciate you guys. But that's kind of it for our drunk history. Hopefully you guys enjoy this. I know it's a little bit different, a little bit, you know, out there, I guess. A little bit more unorganized than our usual shit. Hey, but this is the sesh.
Yay! This is a sesh. I mean, expect the unexpected. We're just here to have a good time, and hopefully you guys had a good time with us. So thanks for joining us. Hopefully you do have a good Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and keep it safe.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah, please keep it safe. Yeah.
Please be smart, social distance, wear a mask.
But enjoy your food if that's what you're eating. And
if that's what you're eating. Enjoy your food if that's what you're eating.
I'm eating air, actually.
I'm eating air. Thanks.
Okay, wait. Let us know what your favorite Thanksgiving side or whatever is. I'm curious. What's your favorite? Everyone has something different. Like John's is gravy. Like that's his favorite. It's like disgusting. The gravy and the turkey. And you hate that.
So sick.
My favorite is, like I said, the sweet potato casserole and probably the cranberry sauce. That's like lit. And the green bean casserole too. Okay, I love casserole.
It's all disgusting. I will pass on all of it this year.
Love it. Well, hey, we are thankful for you guys. It sounds cheesy as hell, maybe because I'm just drinking, but I just want to say, for real, thank you guys so much for joining
us.
We really are grateful.
So fun. The fact that any of you want to listen to us.
For real, if you're still
kind of blows
here,
our mind.
If you are still listening to us right now, like let us know in the comments, because I want to see who actually listens to the end.
Actually thankful.
Yeah, we really are. We weren't sure at the beginning, you know, starting the sesh, how much people would want to listen to Kendall and I just like banter about goofy like shit, but we love it, and hopefully you guys enjoy this episode. So thanks again for watching.
And let us know any other history topics that you guys want to see on a drunk history episode of the show. We'll probably get more drunk next time.
Yeah, for sure.
Or some other topics.
Well, if there's some topics that maybe we can be a little bit like looser and bullshit a little bit more, let us know. But we obviously like didn't want to be disrespectful anyway. So this is just kind of a test run. Let us know what you think. Thanks for joining us again. Hopefully you have a wonderful Thanksgiving and stay safe. We will see you on the next sesh. But until then,
keep it fresh.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.